Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here, and you are listening live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. somewhere in Thailand, I think, on the next day. And we are here every week at this time for either a live or a replay, almost all the time live, radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is Ray Gebauer. Ray is easy to spell. It's R-A-Y. Gebauer is a little tricky, you know, for those people that might not be able to figure that out. It's G-E-B-A-U-E-R. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to pick out this as well as the previous radio shows that we've done with Mr. Ray Gebauer. And there are probably a couple hundred because we've been doing this radio show every Wednesday for a number of years. And having said that, what we usually do as a result of the evolution, if you will, of how this started, was Ray will come up with an acronym, and then he will do three radio shows based on each letter of that acronym. And I remember we just finished SHIP, S-H-I-P. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com /Ray-Gebauer, you'll hear the previous radio shows we did were on the acronym SHIP, and I must be getting a little bit old, need a little bit more of that ginkgo biloba stuff for helping my memory, but I think we finished it up, and I don't know if we're starting a new one this week or not. So I will say, first of all, Mr. Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here and devoting a little bit of time every week towards our Building Fortunes radio listening audience to help. So thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Peter. I'm always happy to be here, see what kind of contribution I can make, and some kind of a deposit into people's life so that life can go better. We all want the same thing. We want the rest of our life to be the best of our life. A lot of us have had some really wonderful things already happen, and successes and beautiful experiences. And plus, it's always a mixture. We have the tragedies, disasters, and setbacks, and betrayals. What doesn't kill you can make you stronger if you have that attitude. So that's why we do these things, because we all want the same thing. We want to be happy and have a better life. And I know I can help you in that direction. So with that being said, I like to organize my thoughts. I used to do this just for myself so I can remember things better. But now I like to use it all the time, because it's useful for everyone. I like to organize my thoughts in an acronym. Makes things easier to remember. When you have an acronym or you have a rhyme, it's easier to remember. Quite often I think of that marketing rhyme about something I really despise, but it's like stuck in my mind because it's a rhyme. You know, back, I don't know, 60 years ago, you know, they used to run this commercial on television. The whistling tastes good as a cigarette should. So I hate cigarettes. I never have used them. Yeah. But why do I remember that? You know, because it's a cute little rhyme. So we want to ideally organize ideas in a way that it's easier to remember them, because if you don't remember them, they're not useful. I mean, you read a whole book, and how much of it do you actually remember? That's why it's good to mark it up and review where you marked up. So anyway, let's dive into this. I got a new word, and the acronym is LIFE. I like this word a lot because the most important thing in life is life itself, is having life. And one of the best passages, important passages in the Bible, John 10:10, I think it is, it says, "I've come that you might have life, and life more abundantly." So, and we all want that, but often we miss it because we're distracted, or we end up paying too much attention to things that aren't the most important, and we don't fully experience life. We want to feel fully alive and experience life. and on all levels, you know, spiritual life, our mental and emotional life, our physical life, our relational life, our relationships. So that's what we all want. And we don't want to lose our life. I mean, that's like game over. So, and when you're too casual, you become a casualty in any arena, whether it's in your driving or in your physical health or your spiritual health or in your marriage. You're too casual, you become a casualty. So you got to pay attention to the right things, look out for certain things, and look at the right things to stay on track and to optimize your life. We're going to optimize our life. So that's the general concept. We want life. And so last week we did start, and the word last week was what was it? Just to flip my mind. light. Yeah. We talked about the idea of light as a metaphor, and that was a really good broadcast, so we ought to listen to it. But this week we have a new word, and I'd like to give Peter an opportunity to guess, you know, swing the bat, and once in a while he connects and goes out, hits it out of the park. So what do you think the word is for today? I gave you a clue, but you may not have noticed it. Anyway.
I missed it completely, but I was thinking about, you're right, we probably started this last week because I remember you said life, and I remember I said the word learn, and I know I was wrong, but I know, and I'm sticking with it because I really think life is a little bit about learning. So there you go.
Well, you're right. Life is, well, that's a big part of it. Of course, you can learn things and not actually apply them, so it becomes useless. And it's sad to say, I know people who've learned, say, the Bible, and they know it really well, but they don't live it. So what good is it to learn something if you don't live it, you know? So knowledge can be tricky. It can lead to more wisdom, or it can lead to arrogance, you know? And that's a good word, but that's not the one for today. So the word for today is more of a general word that has a, and we use it a lot, and there's a lot of applications. And I'm going to talk about it in three different ways, three different applications. And the word is look, L-O-O-K. You know, and we use that a lot. You say, hey, look out, or look at that beautiful sunset, or look at my beautiful dress, or your granddaughter or grandson says, hey, look at me, when they do something, they do a somersault or, you know, whatever. So we use the word a lot. And I usually don't do this, but it's so relevant. I'm going to start off with a passage from over 3,000 years ago by the prophet Jeremiah. I like this a lot because it's so applicable in life. It says, 6:16, it says, stand at the crossroads and look. It's like you're a fork in the road. So you're the fork in the road, and it says, look. So there's our word. It says, ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is, and then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Then it goes on. It says, but you said, we will not walk in it. And so people refuse to look. They wouldn't even look. I still remember when I heard that when Galileo, you know, discovered things through the telescope. He wanted to show like the authorities, and they would not even look. He said, "Well, why would we bother looking? We know it's not true. You know, the Earth is the center of the universe, and this is heresy." So they refused to even look. You think they at least look, you know? But so one of the most important fundamentals in life is you've got to look at the right things. And in this case, it says, you know, look and ask for the best way, the ancient path, the way that is good, and then you walk in it, and you'll have a better life. So number one, we need to look at ourselves, take an honest assessment. You know, how am I doing? Am I happy with my results? Am I happy with my life? Am I happy with my habits? Am I happy with where I'm going? Am I happy with my progress? So you got to pay attention. And it starts with taking a look, taking a serious look at yourself. And not just notice things and think about things, but you have to ask questions too. Like when you're looking at your life, look at, and by the way, there's some things when you look at, you can celebrate. In fact, I do this every night. Part of my routine, I have an acronym I go through every night that I designed for myself. I did this on the show a year or two ago, the TRAIL, T-R-A-I-L. And it's an acronym for prayer, like five short prayers. And so I use this every night and usually in the morning. And so that's my track to run on. So the T starts for thankfulness. So I go through my whole life and I think of all the things that I'm thankful for, things that I celebrate, I'm grateful for. Like, for example, you know, I would start like my earliest memories. Like one of the first things that comes to mind is I'm really grateful that I had the experience of having a paper route, you know, for a couple of years. Got up early in the morning, but I got to, you know, go make money and, you know, learn things. And I'm grateful for I had a mentor in the seventh grade that really made a huge difference for me. And I'm grateful that I got to be on the wrestling team. I love wrestling. I was on the swimming team. You know, I was on the chess team. I was the chess champion. And as a freshman, I was the best in the whole high school, you know. And then I was in a vocal group, the top-level vocal group. We did a lot of singing. I learned piano, I learned guitar. I did learn speed reading. And then a lot of great experiences. I got physics student of the year. Then, you know, I'm thankful for my experience in college and, you know, and in business, and had some wonderful experiences, some big setbacks too. But, you know, one company, I ended up making $10 million. I had a million people in my downline. So I'm grateful for that. I got to be a public speaker and on and on. So, you know, I used to remember the negative things. But now I focus on what can I celebrate and be happy for. So I look at my past, and I look at what's going for me right now. And I look into my future. That's optimism. And, you know, look at your future, the future possibilities. And then plus you want to ask yourself questions like, what's missing? Right now, what's missing that if I added it, it would make my life better? That's a really important question. Yeah, so you have to sort of congratulate yourself for what you're doing good and the successes, the wins. But, hey, it could be better, right? And so that's a really valuable question. What's missing in my life? Or what can I do more of? You know, this is working, but if I did more of this, would it make a big difference? And you ask yourself, what can I do different? Not just what's missing or what more of, but what can I do different? So those are questions you can ask and should ask, which most people don't. Most people, when there's a fork in the road, they don't really look and analyze and look for the best way. You know, like I said, ask for the ancient past, the way that's proven that works. Ask for the way that is good and then walk in it. Most people don't do that. They don't think about looking. It's more about, what do I like? So that's the first application, looking at yourself. What are your core values? What look at your possible future. What do you want to accomplish? And make sure you're on the path of life. Number two application is you want to be looking at others. Now, that can be negative or positive. I've seen this a lot of people warn you about, don't look at others and compare yourself. Well, comparing isn't the problem. It's your what you do with the comparison. But you need to be looking at others because we can learn from others. It's like a shortcut. Rather than learning everything directly in our own experience and making our own mistakes, the shortcut is to learn from other people's mistakes. But you can't learn from other people's mistakes if you don't look at what they've done. So that's why books are one of the most important things that you can do. I mean, to read the books, not just get the books. You got to be looking at other people's experiences. That gives you a huge, huge advantage. And just a tiny percentage, that 3% of the population, you read maybe one book a year. You know, I like to read one book a month or a couple of months. I read probably a dozen articles every day. So I'm always in that learning mode. You know, that was the word Peter suggested. You know, you want to be learning. But you can't learn if you don't look. So you want to be looking at others to see what you can learn from them. Look and learn. Look, listen, and learn. Those three L's right there. Look, listen, and learn. And then, what else do I want to say about that? So when you look at others, you want to learn from both their mistakes as well as learning from what they did that worked. Rather than trying to figure it all out yourself, which you may be able to do, probably not, you know, why not just save a lot of time and frustration and energy and learn from those who have already done it. They've been there and done it, you know, follow their example. And so that gives you a huge advantage because most people don't do that. They look at others and say, oh, that person's more handsome, more beautiful than I am, or they have more money than I do, they have a nicer car. Those are not useful, healthy comparisons. I mean, it might be true, but you focus on it in a negative way that disempowers you. So you can notice things, they have a nicer house. Well, so what? Well, maybe it inspires you to get a better house, or maybe you feel good that instead of investing money into a house, you put it into something else, you know, or whatever. But you want to be looking at others to get that advantage, and most people don't do it much, or when they do look, it's not productive. They do negative comparisons and sort of basically pull themselves down and drain their energy. So the third application is, I can't say most important, they're all important, is you want to be looking after others. Another way of saying that, we want to help and serve others. And the reason this is so important is, well, so many reasons. Number one, just psychologically, it affirms our own value. When you are creating value for others, you're looking after you look after your wife, you look after your children, you look after your best friends. You want to be there for them, and you want them to be there for you. But the most important principle and strategy in life, I believe, is the four dimensions of diamond love, and this ties in really well because the four dimensions are the four C's: the caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. So one of the ways you create value is you look after certain people. You can't look after everybody, but the people that are most important to you, you got to give them enough attention, look after them. I still feel sad about one of my biggest mistakes early on in my life in my first marriage. You know, I had a good business. I was running an insurance agency. I was the top producer, so I had a lot of success. Afforded a really nice house. But my big mistake is I didn't look after my wife enough. I didn't give her enough attention. I was young and so naive, and I didn't realize how big this mistake was. And so she ended up looking somewhere else, getting attention somewhere else, and ended up divorcing me. So, you know, I was a good husband, except I didn't give her enough attention. I wasn't looking after her like I should have. And so we all tend to make that mistake, those kind of mistakes. So we still owe it to each other, at least for the people that we're close to, our family, to look after them, at least emotionally, and sometimes maybe help financially. But that's the core one of the core principles of what makes life work, the fourth dimension of love, which is creating value. And really, that's just really one wheel on the car. You're really four wheels, right? Or four bases in a baseball diamond. To score, you need to go through all four bases. So the car is running well, you need all four tires. So creating value is the action element. You know, looking after others, you know, helping others in any way you can. But you need the other three too. You know, the caring and the connecting and the committing. So they all work together synergistically. It's sort of like the difference between addition and multiplication. If you take, say, 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, you know, addition, what's that? That's 8, right? If you multiply it, 2 × 2 = 4 × 2 = 8 × 2 = 16, you know, you have twice as much, the same numbers, but a different, you have more leverage in multiplication. Or if it's a number like 10, 10 + 10 + 10 = 30. 10 × 10 × 10 = 1,000 instead of 30. And so if you want to optimize your life, you want to operate, well, like the verse said, follow the ancient path, and which is mature love, the four C's. So in this acronym, you know, look, you want to be looking after others, which means you need to love them. You need to serve them, even if it's in small, tiny ways. There's a famous book called Atomic Habits about having small habits by James Clear. It's actually a really good book. Sold millions of them, but it's about how little small, tiny habits can make a huge difference, especially once you have a small habit, it can grow to a bigger habit. You know, you start with a small business, it can grow to a big business. You know, like think of a huge tree. How do you start? Start with a tiny seed. So most things have small beginnings, but if you give it enough time and attention, you look after the plant or after the flower or the tree or after your family, it can grow and expand so everybody comes out ahead. So to optimize your life, to optimize your amount of happiness and fulfillment and a sense of significance and value, we want to always be coming from that mindset, the strategy of the four dimensions of love, which includes looking, you know, after at ourselves, looking at others, to what we can learn, and then looking after others that we care for, you know, especially with children. You know, children, they're just trial and error, so we need to help them. They start doing something, say, oh, no, no, don't do that. And look out. Don't go in the street. You got to look both ways twice. because it's easy to make mistakes. You don't know what you don't know. So we have a responsibility to help others. In fact, there's an interesting verse in the New Testament. It says, don't owe anyone anything except to love each other. So you say, well, what I owe everybody is to love them, you know, properly in that particular setting. So when you're at the store checking out with your groceries, how do you love that person? Well, it's easy. You just give them a little bit of attention. Give them a smile. Hey, how you doing? So just something a little like that is an act of love, because you're caring, you're connecting a little bit. You know, it shows that you're committed to care about people, and you're creating value when you smile. You know, you're creating value. So the more we operate from that true identity, the way God designed us to be a lover, not just loving others, but being a lover of God, a lover of other people, also because we owe it to them, because God said so, and plus it's in our best interest. Like the verse says, you know, the ancient path, the way that is good for you. And so when we give others attention, it creates a win-win. And attention is one of the gateways to love. When we give people attention, that's like a starting point for loving others. So if you want to optimize your life, and I know I'm deliberately repeating some of these ideas so they sink in a little further and you remember them longer, because I mean, this can be life-changing. Knowledge is, I still remember the day so vividly. I was so shocked. I was enrolled in the coaching program, first time I ever paid this much money for coaching. But it's a three-year coaching program. This is back in early 2000. So it was $25,000. I was shocked. Are you kidding me, $25,000? But what convinced me is, I said, but you don't know what you don't know. I mean, that got me. I said, yeah, that's very true. Okay, so I took a leap of faith, and it was life-changing. I mean, 3 years. Every 2 or 3 months, I fly out. I was in Washington at the time, to fly out to either Atlanta, Georgia, or Palm Springs in Florida. We'd have a three-day course, a prolonged, in-depth conversation. It was really good. But anyway, getting back to my main point, I remember it was a group of about 12 of us. There were like 12 disciples. The leader was Mike Smith. He was really brilliant. Initially took his freedom course. That was fantastic. But I remember one day the conversation was about the difference between knowledge and getting it. And I remember he confronted me, and in fact, my brother-in-law was going to the course too, and so he used him as an example. He said, Ray, you understand it, but you don't get it. But your brother-in-law said he gets it. He may not understand it as well as you, but he gets it. And he said, knowledge is the booby prize. You have the knowledge, you understand it, but so what? What good does it do unless it actually, if you really get it and you actually do it? And that's like a slap in my face, because I thought that was like, my God, knowledge, get as much knowledge as you can. One who gets the most knowledge wins. And I came to realize, in the Bible it says knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. So puffs up means you become like proud and arrogant. And that's what had happened to me. I had a lot of this knowledge. I was a super learner. I was a speed reader, and I just lived on accumulating knowledge. I thought that was the game plan. That's how you win in life. And I found out, I'm climbing up the wrong ladder. That's not what I thought it was. That wasn't the grand prize. That wasn't the treasure. Now, knowledge has its place. It's really important. But you have to apply the knowledge in a way, congruent with love. The knowledge is worthless if you're not caring, if you're not connecting, not committing, not creating value. In fact, there's a verse in the Bible that says that, 1 Corinthians 13. That even if I have all knowledge, understand all mysteries, and even have enough faith to move mountains, I am nothing if I don't have love. Now, you got to be careful, guys, and say what love is. It isn't just like you love pizza and love ice cream. That means you like things. Love is much more substantial. It's the four C's, the way I see it. It's the caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. So that really was an epiphany for me. It was a turning point where I realized that I've been barking up the wrong tree. Knowledge has its place, but it's not the ultimate goal. You use knowledge as a stepping stone, as a way to better love God and love others. So you got to look out that you're not faked out. That's a rhyme. Look out that you're not faked out by wrong definitions. Like love is a feeling. And so I think that's the message for today. You got to take a serious look at yourself, your self-assessment. You got to look at others and what you can learn from them, from their mistakes and their successes. And you need to look after others, because that's what we're called to do, and that helps optimize our own life, because we're creating value, and it reinforces our own sense of value and self-esteem. So that's it for today. But of course, all this information is totally useless if you don't use it. So you got to take this seriously. You can't say, "Well, that's interesting. I agree." So what? You know, is it making a difference? So you got to integrate this into your life. So with that said, Peter, any comments or questions?
All good information. All good information. So I know, like with everything else, you have to listen to this multiple times so it really sinks in. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And I always recommend you write this stuff down too. Make some notes while you're listening. And you might have to, like I said, listen in a couple of times. But Ray, all of this also means nothing unless they're actually applying it. So if people want to work with you, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, fortunately, it's simple and easy. Just write down my phone number. You can call or text me anytime or Messenger. My phone number is 360-583-2227. It's a 360, it's a Washington State number, 360-583-2227. And I guarantee you two things. I cannot help you at all if you don't call. But if you do call and we connect, I guarantee I can help. I'm not going to charge you anything. I'm just going to be there for you and see how I can help you have a better life. We all have blind spots. We all need help. We all need coaches. We all need mentors. The best investment you can make is in yourself with the time and energy, and sometimes even financially, you're paying for coaching. I've done a lot of that. I've spent over $100,000 in personal development, and I've become a teacher in it. Used to be, I was like zero knowledge in personal development. What is that? And now I've still become an expert on it because it's gratifying, and it helps optimize your life. That's what we all want most. We want to have a better life, an abundant life. So one last time, if you missed the phone number, it's 360-583-2227. And I know we're a little bit over time. But thank you so much, Peter, and thank you for listening. And do someone a favor as an act of love. Invite them to listen to these shows because there's just gold in this. This can be life-changing if you look and learn, and look, listen, and learn, and apply. So I think that's it for today. Thank you, Peter.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mr. Ray Gebauer. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.